When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
So Brooke reached out, hey Ben and Kelly, I'm 26, just married into a family with two kids. My husband's kids are 8 and 13. I get along nicely with the 13-year-old. We both love shopping and watching the same TV shows.
Sure.
Now, the 8-year-old boy is a whole different story. This kid is feisty, and he gives me the you're not my mommy routine. I'll ask him to do simple chores around the house, and he always has to talk back to me. Now, my husband tells me his son will come around. It's just a phase. And I don't want to be disrespected after joining the household, but I also don't want to be a mean parent. I just want to fit in. So how can I help him come around?
Time.
I was going to say, speaking as being a step kid.
I was that boy. I wasn't eight. I was probably 11, 12, sixth grade. How are you? How old are you in sixth grade? 11
yeah,
years old?
You're 11, 12. Yeah.
Yeah. So I was probably like 11, 12 years old anyways. And I got a stepmom and I was that boy. I was the, you're not my mom. Don't like you, not going to listen. And that's going to be that, you know, fold my arms and just stare, you know, when she, yeah, I was not great.
How long did that last before she, and how did she, I guess, win you over?
There was nothing. And Brooke, if you're listening,
oh, no.
There wasn't really anything that she did.
You just had to realize she's in the family.
And
she's not going away.
Almost taking a cue from your husband who says he'll come around. I did eventually come around. And it probably took... not months. It took years.
Oh, this is not encouraging.
To do.
This is not encouraging.
I think if you asked, you know, my stepmom, she'd say the same thing, that I was a challenge and all of that. So I was
But you came out on the other side.
I did, yeah. And so maybe it wasn't until I was in college.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That took a while.
So but every situation's different, right?
Yes.
Every situation's different. So I don't want to freak you out, Brooke, that your situation's going to be like mine and my stepmom. But we have a great relationship now.
That's good.
And everything's fine. You know, it just took time. And maybe it's because I'm stubborn. Maybe it's because it's the whole, I just didn't like the fact that, you know, my mom and dad weren't together anymore.
That's the toughest thing, I think, when you're that young.
Yeah. So
to deal with. Now, Sarah said this should be a joint effort by both adults. The father should show his son that you're both a team now and he should listen to both of you and he should be backing you up on this. When the son gives you lip, the dad steps in and backs you up.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if he's around. Doesn't sound like, though, a lot of these situations that dad is nearby.
Okay, so let's hear from you, especially if you've been the stepmom now. And all of a sudden, or maybe you're, you know, the step-parent or you're the step-dad, and you get thrust into a situation with kids that you weren't in before. How did you deal with it? Because I think your experience could help Brooke out here. 795-1997, 795-1997. We'll take more of your calls and suggestions on group therapy on the way next. Group therapy. Look, Brooke is coming to us with, I think, a very relatable situation, right? She just got married into a family, two kids, 8 and 13, gets along great with a 13-year-old girl. 8-year-old boy is another story. A lot of, like, you're not my mom. Now, her husband says he'll come around, you know, Chip. He'll come
but
around.
She's like, you know, how do I help that happen?
Yeah, exactly.
And Ashley said she talks about, you know, taking the girl shopping and watching TV shows together, but she didn't say if she does anything special with the boy. Does she take him places to have fun and maybe grow their bond?
That's a
good point.
That is a good point. A little one-on-one action for sure, I think, would probably help.
That would 100% help. And then Lisa said, speaking as a stepchild, it's not the responsibility of the stepmom to make it work. That's dad's responsibility, and he's copping out. The child will come around, but he needs to be taught respect. I did not allow my son to disrespect my stepmother. Parents need to parent. So come on, Dad.
Brittany said, Dad definitely needs to back her up when he's available. As someone who transitioned into the role of stepmom of five, ages 4 to 19, difficult. It's important for them to know that you're not trying to be their mom. You're just trying to be a positive part of their life. So
yes, that's the biggest thing, is reassuring them that I'm not trying to take the place of your mom. Mm-hmm. But I am a member of this family. I love you and would love to have that kind of respect shown to me. And if whatever way that they have to try to figure out some common ground to make that happen.
Hi, Allie.
Hi. I was a stepmom. And I have to say, if the dad comes in and says, hey, you know, you got to listen to her. Or if the stepmom says, hey, you know, you got to do this. And the dad's like, yeah, do that. Kind of makes the child feel like she can't handle it on her own. Does that make sense?
Okay, so how does she then, on her own, get him to listen to her?
She's just got to reassure the kid, hey, I'm not going anywhere. Like, I sat down with my stepdaughter, and I was like, I'm not going anywhere. I love you no matter what.
Okay, just keep reassuring just that, listen, I love you as much as, your other parents, and, I'm part of the family, but you also have to try to, meet me halfway and show me some respect as well.
Yeah, and I think it would be easier if they were the same sex. Like, my stepdaughter is a girl, so it's easier for me because I'm a female.
Yeah.
So it probably would be easier if she was, stepdad instead of stepmom. Mm. So she's got that going against her.
Allie, cool. Thank you so much for sharing your story.
Thank you.
Yeah. And I think a lot of people are offering some decent suggestions. You know, the comments like, well, it should have been worked out before you're married. That's not helping the situation now. I mean,
exactly, because here we are.
Yeah, I was going to say, I mean, that's, sure, hindsight's 20/20, but, it's, and who knows? Maybe she thought it was.
Maybe she did, yes. Mandy said, fun times for you. Think about it for just a minute. You're an 8-year-old. Your parents are not together anymore. And now dad has a new wife. Not only is this your new life, you have emotions but not sure how to react to them. And you also have a teenage sister to deal with, not implying that the kids don't get along. Mm-hmm. But if they did, big sis would step up to the plate and talk to little bro about their new situation with stepmom as well. Mm. Your husband needs to be on board and support your decisions in front of the kids. My advice, the young boy is going through a lot at his age. Yeah. His own development is important now. So have a private conversation with the husband and agree on how the conversation with the kids should go. And then have a family sit down. No phones, TV, iPads, PlayStations. Speak your piece. And each child has 5 non-interrupted minutes to speak their piece. The timer is important here. So maybe a family meeting. Kind of sit down, hash it out, see how everyone's feeling, and then figure out a way to proceed from there. That's a pretty decent idea.
Yeah, yeah. So I think there's a lot of ways to approach this, Brooke. And, I think, again, it's going to take some time, but you can certainly set the building blocks in place that will help, speed it up or
getting the husband and, mm-hmm. His sister on mm-hmm. board with trying to assess how he's feeling and what's at the root of, how he's treating her. And maybe go from there and try to find some common ground and bond with him. If you can figure out his likes, dislikes, see if there's a way that you can gently, I don't think that's something that you can necessarily force, but you do have to kind of maybe let it unfold over time.
All right. Good luck, Brooke. Thank you for reaching out. That is Group Therapy.